Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Taylor.
What did the dog say to Santa?
What did he say to Santa?
Woof.
Okay. Oh.
Bork, bork, hello.
Bork, bork, hello,
Welcome
everybody.
Back, everybody, to the Floof and Papa podcast, the last one before Christmas.
Yep.
Or before the 25th of December, if you don't celebrate Christmas,
indeed.
Which is fine.
It'll be great.
Woo. We are going to start off today with something a bit different. We got some listener feedback.
Yeah, we got some wonderful feedback. We've had an email written to our producer called Gene, who has suggested that we pass people on to a certain clicker training website. Because she loved
our producer's called Zane. We got
producer,
an email from Gene.
Gene. Oh wow, I am.
I was like,
I am.
Is
on,
our producer's name Gene? Because I
good
did
about
not
this.
Know that.
Yeah, nah. But yeah. So she has directed us to a website. https://yourdogadvisor.com/clickertraining/.
We'll put it in the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes for you. She really loved our segment on clicker training, and she thinks
that
was
a while back. I think it might have even been episode 1 or 2.
Yeah, well,
or 3.
Yeah, I
three.
Definitely was not part of this clicker training one, but it was really good. And yeah, go and check out that for more tips and tricks on clicker training.
Sweet, for sure. It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. Nice.
Thanks for writing in, guys. We really appreciate it. We love when people write in. I've had a couple of really cool Facebook posts as well shared on the Floof and Papa page, so definitely keep those coming. Have you got a story for me, Tom?
I do have a story for you, Taylor. I went really weird there
that
with my
really
voice.
That was really formal for
I know,
a second.
It was so
like,
formal.
Okay.
So
good.
My story is about Rin Tin Tin. So a lot of people... might have heard of the name Rin Tin Tin.
No.
But, well, it's like when I was looking up, I was like, oh, this sounds really familiar, but I have no idea what it's relation to. But there is a dog called Rin Tin Tin, and he was like the first dog to become famous in movies. Like, and like the, you know, like the early, early pictures.
To rival Terry the Terrier.
To rival Terry the Terrier, whoever he may be.
She was the dog in Wizard of Oz that we talked about previously.
Oh, that was Toto.
Toto.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And she actually officially changed her name to Toto because of the success of the movie.
Well,
anyway,
Rin
before
Tin
Terry
Tin,
the Terrier.
Is a German Shepherd. And basically in World War I, an American soldier rescued Rin Tin Tin in France in like a collapsed building. And he became like the mascot for the squadron of this army guy. And when he took him back to America, he knew he had a friend who was in movies, and basically he trained this dog and he became like really, really famous really, really quickly. He's been in like 27 Hollywood films.
Holy, that's heaps.
Yeah. So like these were like the movies that had like the silent films. So like there's just so many names. There's like Where the North Begins is one of his movies. Rin Tin Tin, A Hero of the Big Snows.
A classic.
A classic, you know. Rin Tin Tin, Tracked by the Police. Yeah.
I want to see that movie. Is that a silent movie?
They're all silent movies, I think.
I'm just imagining right now like a dog doing mime.
Yeah.
Because it's a silent movie. Like, I know that's not how silent movies work, but that's what I'm picturing.
But he also inspired like other dogs to become quite famous things in movies. So there's another German Shepherd called Strongheart. Who was also brought from overseas.
His name was Strongheart?
Strongheart. Yeah, I think it was actually a she, Strongheart.
She was...
Yeah. So Rin Tin Tin is just really cool. I'm sure you can see a lot of his crazy, cool antics. I just thought it was really awesome that he was essentially rescued by this guy as a young puppy.
And then
they've got this photo of the squadron and him as like a little puppy. It's so cute. It's just really good.
Ow.
And then he's just the headliner for all of these other movies. How awesome is that?
That's so cool. That's really cool when the dog is like the title character of the film.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times like the dog will be, like the movie will be about the dog, but it'll be like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this actor here, you know. And stuff. Except
that's
like.
That's so cool that they used to do that.
He is literally there as the headline actor at the top of each film sort of thing. So it's sort of like people go to see Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah,
do some cool stuff in this silent film and just be like, oh, look at that funny dog doing this. I just thought that was real cool.
That is so cool. Wait, I want to see a picture of him. Was he cute?
He was cute. We will post up a picture in the show notes for you all.
Oh, okay. I know who this is now. I should have looked this up before. So you know in Toy Story?
Yes.
When they're watching the show on, inarticulate.
I'm the one person who doesn't really know Toy Story very well.
Zayd, you know on Toy Story, you know on Toy Story how they were, or even, am I thinking of Toy Story? Am I thinking of 101 Dalmatians? I'm thinking of 101
Dalmatians.
Okay, do you know 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, this is now starting to sound more familiar.
Yeah. Where they're watching the TV and there's like they're watching like the cowboy shoot up and there's a dog in that.
Yep.
That would definitely be based on Rin Tin Tin.
Possibly, yeah.
I would almost stake my life on it.
But yeah, if you haven't checked out any things, they're probably difficult to find because they are silent films.
Older.
But if you ever get a chance to see one, I strongly recommend having a look because they look really cool. And this dog started the movie business for dogs.
I wish Netflix had like silent films and stuff.
They do need some. Yeah.
I think they have like probably The Artist and stuff like that, but not.
Yeah.
Not like old silent films. Sigh.
Anyway, you got a breed for us, Taylor?
I do. Today I'm going to be talking about the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
The King Charles Spaniel.
I get so confused with the name because it has like four words and sometimes it's called the King Charles Cavalier.
Yep.
But that's the same.
Or Cavies is sort of like.
Cavies.
Yeah, that's the nick. That's the nickname
that's
just
so
because
casual.
It's so easy to say. And no other dog breed has Cavalier
literally
in it, I think.
The first thing underneath Cavalier King Charles Spaniel is other names. Cavy.
Mm. Yep.
They're from England and they're in the. They're toy dogs. So you know how you have like toy poodles and stuff.
Toy breed. Yep.
It used to be known as the Comfort Dog. Comfort is spelt with an E on the end, which is why I pronounced it funny.
Okay.
Doctors even wrote prescriptions with this dog as the remedy. So you could go to the doctor and get a prescription for a King Charles Cavalier.
Dogs cure things, people.
I agree. That's like support dogs are such like a
That's so
a
brilliant.
Thing now. I want that. That would be so much better than like
medicine. Here's this needle.
Yeah.
Instead, here is a puppy. I'm about that. Yep.
I am prescribing you an immediate Cavalier King Charles. Please,
quick,
hurry.
This man needs a Cavalier King Charles stat.
The original Cavalier King Charles was developed from the toy spaniels pictured in the work of 16th, 17th, and 18th century painters. And these portraits show a small spaniel with a flat head, high-set ears, almond-shaped eyes, and a pointed nose. They were very common as a lady's pet.
Yes.
And they were used to warm laps during cold carriage rides and while waiting about in chilly castles.
These dogs are just really helpful.
They are so good. They're going to cure your ailments. They get all warm.
Man, we got movie dogs. We got medical profession dogs.
I want a dog so bad. Sam, if you can figure out a way for me to have a dog in a very small apartment with no outdoor area and two cats, message me immediately because... I'm struggling. Okay. I'm
sure there are ways.
Another job the dogs had was to attract the fleas off their mistresses so that the owner would not get bitten and die of the plague.
That's very practical.
That's pretty useful.
It sounds quite sad though, because would not the dog then get the plague?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Can the dog, actually can dog get plague? No, they cannot get plague.
No, they just have fleas. They're just itchy.
That actually makes me feel really good.
I would rather have an itchy dog than the plague.
Yeah.
But I'm also not the dog, so that's probably not fair. The royal name, King Charles Spaniel, was bestowed during the reign of King Charles II. who I did an assignment on in high school, so yeah, who was so fond of his spaniels he could not be parted from them. Aww. He made a decree that King Charles Spaniels must be allowed in any public place, including the House of Parliament.
That's power.
Yep.
Yep.
Some king's like, hey, we should make divorce a thing. King Charles was like, I just want to have dogs everywhere. Yep. Just please give me dogs.
King Charles is my kind of king.
Exactly. This decree is still in law books today. By 1800, the snub nose variety had taken over in popularity and the original spaniel was nearly lost. Only the Duke of Marlborough kept a line alive, breeding them at Blenheim Castle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then there's a Blenheim variety, red and white dogs with a lozenge-shaped mark on the forehead.
So
there's a lot of different like versions of them.
Yeah.
And they tried to breed them all different ways because England.
Because dogs anyway.
Because dogs. Yeah. And because England is like, let's make it look like this. throwbacks for the longer faced dogs occurred really quickly. In 1945, the Kennel Club offered the breed full and separate status. So there's actually a couple different modes.
I still think that's breeds. So amazing. Sorry, going back to the law thing, just like, oh, you know, there are no dogs allowed in this establishment. Sorry, I have a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. there is a law stating that I can.
I can. And then somebody rocks up with like their poodle and they're like, no, poodles
it's
here.
Not for King Charles, Cavalier Spaniel Charles. Thing. I think I'm butchering the name quite a bit, but anyway, let's go.
That's what I mean. Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. It's just cavies. I'm good with cavies. A strict code of ethics governs the breeding program in the United States, and it is hoped that will protect the breed from the insults of puppy mills. That's a funny way to say that. I'm sorry, it's not funny. The breed from the insults of puppy mills and indiscriminate breeding. So they're small.
Yep.
The colors are, and I freaked out when I read this, black and tan, red and white, tricolor, and ruby.
Ruby?
Yes. Google on your googly. A ruby King Charles Spaniel right now.
I think I missed.
They're so heckin' cute. I'm definitely gonna post one when this episode comes out.
Oh yeah, look at that. They're top search. So, oh yes,
they're
seen.
They're all ruby flavored. Yes. They look like strawberries.
They are beautiful.
They're so cute. And I read that and I was like, oh my god. Very, very cute. They're pretty small. They're prone to heart murmurs. My mom has a heart murmur. Fun fact. Cataracts and slipping kneecaps. So you got to watch out. Their patellas can pop off and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Or slip, I should say. They also have the highest incidence of any breed of mitral valve disease.
What is mitral valve disease?
That's a great question. I'm going to guess something with the heart.
While we search.
We're so prepared here. Yeah, it's a condition of the heart.
Yep.
It means the valve is like narrowed so it doesn't send as much blood through. It
doesn't pump as much blood.
Yeah, which probably I would hazard a guess relates to the
Heart murmurs.
They're pretty cheap to feed because they're only very tiny.
Yep.
You have to just be careful not to overfeed them because they have a tendency to become overweight.
Just gobble it. Yeah.
They get really chubby.
Well, like they come in so many different sizes. Like as we were talking about before, like the breeds are just like so varietous. Variety.
I don't know if that's a word, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it should be. Mm. I think everybody gets what I mean. at work in particular, we see like some that I would consider quite medium-sized dogs, and these are the ones that usually get really fat. And then there are other ones that are so small and tiny,
yeah,
and they're
you can
adorable.
Get really little ones.
Just like look at the parents, I guess, if you're going to go and get one of these dogs, because then you'll get a really nice indication of how big they're going to be. It might surprise you otherwise.
Yeah. they're an affectionate, undemanding, and easy to train family dog. Excellent with children and the elderly. I will remember that. They are not excessive barkers, but will announce strangers. They're not guard dogs because they greet most people warmly, which makes sense. I mean, if they were King Charles, they weren't like a soldier's dog or a hunter's dog.
Every
they were
building,
weird.
You'd want them to be
they're
quite
pretty
friendly.
Chill. they get along with everyone, including cats and other small pets.
Ooh, that's
good. Being relatively small and easygoing, they make good travel companions. which I should 100% do a story on this. I probably will like next or the episode after, but there are like my mom is obsessed with cruising.
Yep.
And she really wants to take Zola on a cruise. But there's none in Australia that do that. But there are some cruise ships in America or
yes, there Europe would be.
That let your dogs come on.
Yeah, 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 most definitely. It's I think there so are actually wild. Some in Europe as well, just simply because there are a lot of cruises going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, area. There's a lot of cruise ships.
So you've got quite a variety. Mm.
Yeah, so they're pretty sweet. They high energy, medium energy, high suitability for children. They kind of adapt to what exercise you do, but they do need exercise because they do sustain weight quite easily. Easy to transport, low level of aggression, and really good with other animals. So,
and they're just beautiful.
And they're just really cute. But you do need to brush them.
Yes.
They're a shedding dog.
Yeah, they need a lot of grooming, don't they?
Yeah.
As well.
It says that if you sort of like groom them once a week and like brush them thoroughly, it's not too bad. But if you're just going to leave them, then they're just going to shed like crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, they're such cuties. Especially, oh my God, the ruby ones just have like melted my heart. they're so adorable. I found this one and it's really like, he's almost orange. It looks like he fell in a bag of like Doritos. So cute. Anyway, so that's Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
They're so cool.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, my tip and trick is so it's not really, I guess, like, could you call it a tip and trick? So essentially, it's about like dogs and their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of people really want to celebrate their dogs' birthdays. But like in a safe way, obviously we can't feed them too much human food because as we have established many a time, it's a bad. It's not good for your doggo. So there is this wonderful company called dogcakes.com.au. And then there is another company that you were talking about before.
Yeah, I recently went to a dog birthday party. Happy 13th birthday, Ruby. And they had a cake and dog treats by Diskits.
Diskits.
So biscuits with a D, Diskits.
Nice.
So you can look them up if you're sort of local in Brisbane.
Yeah. I have all the information on dog cakes, so I'll talk about them.
Please do.
And so basically you can go and get customized, personalized dog cakes. I've described that, this customized, personalized. Yeah, so you can like get their name on it. And basically all the ingredients that go into the cake, they look like real cakes that humans would want to eat. Many a time I have seen these cakes and been like, oh, I'm going to grab a piece of that. And people are like, no, it's for dogs. You can eat it if you really want to.
Some of them look like quality.
Like, and they won't hurt you, but like they're probably not going to taste like your traditional cakes. But dogs absolutely love these cakes. So they come in like a variety of different sizes. Basically, let's see what options of flavor we got. So we got pumpkin and peanut butter. There's icing, which
peanut
is
butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
Without xylitol?
I would assume so. These guys are pretty like down the line with how they make their cakes. So yeah. They've got like cream cheese and natural yogurt mix for the icing. It's just, they just look so good. They also do things like they call them pupcakes, but they're basically little cupcakes, which is brilliant.
Pupcakes!
They've got lollipops, which is basically pear-shaped dog biscuits on a rawhide stick. So that's brilliant.
That's so cute.
Yeah. They also do dog swimming pool hire. So if you're going to have like a little dog backyard party and dogs love jumping in water, well, except for my dog Lupin, they will.
Is Lupin afraid of water?
He hates it so much.
That's so funny.
It's so adorable. So you can hire it out for like a whole weekend for $50 and they will basically bring like 4 pools out to you and basically,
there was
the dogs will
the
just
dog
have a
party
bunch of
I
fun.
Went to. Yeah, so they just like ran in and out of it. I walked in and then I was covered in mud about 10 seconds later. It was amazing.
But yeah, this company, it just seems to be amazing. I've met the lady who's made the cakes as well, and she is just wonderful. She drops them in at our work, and we had one the other day for a pair of Labradors called Balin and Gimli. And they absolutely love these cakes as well. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You can get all kinds of stuff. Like we had, even at this dog party, Zola went home with like a party bag and it had Ruby's name spelt out in dog treats in the little party bag. It was so cute.
Yeah, but if you want to celebrate your dog's birthday and do it like really, really well, I highly recommend you get onto
Check
this website or
cakes.
Onto Diskits.
Onto Diskits, yeah.
Because it just looks so cool. And it's not too expensive. It's actually quite reasonable.
If you're not the kind of person that like is excellent at whipping something up, that's really strange. Yeah. Like I'm terrible at just like recipes and cooking
that's
and
normal
baking.
Cooking.
I barely cook for myself anyway. My housemate loves me because I never use any of her pots. But anyway, if that's not really your style, this is such a good alternative because I know like Mel and I have talked in the past a lot about how to make treats for your dog and the things that they can eat. But like if you're looking for an alternative.
It's also just like you never know what you're going to find on the internet as well. So like some things might just not be that credible and you just want to be really, really careful with it, I think. Like
yeah,
these guys
for sure.
have definitely looked into it in a very proper way. And just know what they're doing. So there's minimal risk as opposed to like going home and cooking it yourself from a website that you have found somewhere.
Yeah.
So, which I'm sure there are a lot of great ones out there, but if you're worried about it, yeah, definitely.
Certainly, certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute. I think my mum missed Zola's birthday this year. It was in like September or October.
Dish.
And she was away. And I was like, this is a travesty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this dog party was so extra. Like it was just, there was like 20 dogs there. It was,
holy miracle.
There were decorations and treats and food and a bath and
see, like I work at a doggy daycare and I have a dog, but I don't know a community like of people that I would call great friends
I'd
just be like, oh yeah, bring around my dog and we'll just like, whoa, that's a lot of people to know that have dogs. That
having
love
said
each
that
other.
Though, like my younger sister has a cat and she's already planning her first birthday party.
Oh.
Like we're getting her acclimated with all these other cats so that she can have them all over for the cat birthday party. And it's the day before my birthday. So I'm just like, this cat's definitely gonna have a bigger birthday than me.
Yep.
Sure.
Why don't we just celebrate it on your birthday instead? It'll be a great birthday prize. Present.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of work and someone's definitely going to get scratched.
Yeah.
This is why I attend dog and cat birthday parties and not host dog birthday parties.
Cool.
How fabulous. Mm. Well, I am for sure going to post one of those Ruby Cavaliers on our socials. So if
definitely
you want to check
that
out.
We're going to post up the birthday dog cakes and just like a picture of Rin Tin Tin, I think as well. And just have a look at that.
Oh, sure.
All cool stuff.
So you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. You can basically find us by searching Floof and Papa. Mm. Papa is spelled P-U-P-P-E-R. I've had a couple people be like, I can't find you. And
yes,
I'm like,
actually,
Papa.
My own mother asked about Floof the other day and that is F-L-O-O-F.
Yeah.
Yes.
If in doubt, you can always search TNC Podcasts.
Yep.
That's not Canon Productions. And we are on their website as well as a whole host of other great podcasts you can check out if you've already finished binging us. So thanks, That's Not Canon, for having us once again.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll one more time before the new year, the 2018 is out.
Yeah.
And I can stop having.
One more time before 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Book, book, goodbye.
Book, book, goodbye.
Hi, my name's Buck. I'm accompanied by
the Professor
and Mr. DJ Fly High.
Together we call ourselves Nerds Amalgamated. We bring to you a podcast called Top Shelf Nerds, which is a show about nerd news brought to you by nerds, for nerds, about nerds. Come and give us a listen, give us a like, give us an insult. We love it all. Hope to hear from you soon.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.